Okay. We left off the Mishnah and Daf Kafchesim at Beis. Kol Shivas Yamim Adam Oseh Sukaso Keva Ubeiso Arai. Let's just learn the ratio of the Mishnah. And on that we have a Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Kol Shivas Yamim Adam Oseh Sukaso Keva Ubeiso Arai. Keitzar Hayilo Kelim Noyim Ma'agon Lesuka Matzos Noos Ma'agon Lesuka. Ochel Vishose Umetayel Besuka. This goes back on all of the Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan Teishvu Kein Tadur Mikanamru Kol Shivas Yamim Adam Oseh Sukaso Keva Beiso Arai Keitzar Hayilo Kelim Noyim Ma'agon Lesuka Matzos Noos Ma'agon Lesuka Ochel Vishose Umetayel Besuka Umeshanin Besuka. And then the Gemara moves over into the world of Limud. But we pointed out that within the world of Teishvu Kein Taduru, we saw back on Daf Kavav Amad Beis, Teishvu Kein Taduru as a Ptur, a Makar Holche Drachim, Shomer Ginos, Mitztayer, it's all a din of a Ptur of Teishvu Kein Taduru. And then we saw on Daf Kav Zayin Amad Aleph, the Mishnah of Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim of Teishvu Kein Taduru as a Mechayev. A machayev of a continuity of pulot, a machayev of that when you want to do pulot, if and when you want to do pulot of diur, do them in the sukkah. And here we have in our sugya hemshech of that concept of teishvu kein tadur as a machayev, moving also into the contents of the sukkah, not just the actions that one takes in the sukkah, but also the content kelim noyim. Matzaos Naos, this is part of the Teishvu Kein Taduru. The Rambam, when he brings in these halachos, appears to have a certain redundancy. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Vav, halachos Hey and Vav, Perek halacha Hey, Keitzad hi mitzvos yeshivas besuka, shi ochel v'shoseh v'dar besuka kol shivas yamim, bein beyom bein belayla, Kederech shehudar bebeiso kol shivas yemos hashana kol shivas yemim osa adam es beiso arai sukas o keva basukas teishvu shivas yamim keitzad kelim noim matzos noos etc. Halachavav ochlin v'shosin besuka kol shiva bein bayom ubein b'raila. He had just written that in halacha hey shia ochel v'shosin v'dar besuka kol shivas yamim. Why over here would the Rambam repeat himself from Halacha Hey to Halacha Vav? In the New Frankel Rambam, in the Mafteach in the back, he quotes an Achron who asked this question, but I don't have a copy of the Achron and couldn't find it in the various digital resources that we have. But do you have a sense of why the Rambam would repeat himself from Halacha Hey to Halacha Vav? Keitzad himitzis yeshiva besuka she ochel v'shosin v'dar besuka kol shivas yamim halachavav ochel v'shosin v'yeshenin besuka kol shiva bein b'yom bein b'layla. Possible, I don't see it in the language of the Rambam, but basically what the Rambam is reflecting over here is the perek that we've learned. Namely, we begin learning on Daf Kafhei, and Daf Kafhei, Daf Kafav, and Daf Kaf Zayin, all dealt with the dinim, the pratim of Achila, Shtia, Shena, Basuka, and then here on Daf Kaf Chesem Adeis, again we're returning to the world of Achila and Shtia. In other words, that it appears that there are two inyanim over here that Achila and Shtia relate to, that the Rambam himself felt. In other words, all the Rambam is doing is simply switching the order. In Halacha Hey, he's bringing that which we have over here in the Mishnah, the Brais on Kaf Chesem Adeis. And Halacha Vav, he's bringing that which you learned earlier from Daf Kaf Hey, Kaf Vav, Kaf Zayin. He's summarizing all that in Halacha Vav. What are these two inyanim? What are the two inyanim? Could you, it's that give them titles or describe them a little more? In other words, it appears that there are two kiyumim within the mitzvah of Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yamim. Yes? I wouldn't necessarily, you know, it's here we're dealing with sukkah. You know, it's both mentioned. Ochem v'shosim yishenim b'sukkah kol shiva. Mitzvahs yeshiva b'sukkah. He's not bringing in over here Hilchos Yantav. He's dealing over here with Dine Sukkah. But it appears that we have a Kiyum Chali and we have a Kiyum Prati. Namely, that there is an overall Kiyum of turning your Sukkah into your Diras Keva. Of a Teshvu Kein Taduru that applies in terms of the world of the furnishings of the sukkah, the kelim that are brought in the sukkah, the maisim that you do in the sukkah, that there's this general kiyum hamitzvah of turning your sukkah, your overall, into your home for 7 days. And then there is a kiyum prati, that every time you do a pu'ula of deer in a sukkah, then you have a kiyum mitzvah. When you eat a nachilas keva in the sukkah, there's a kiyum mitzvah. When you sleep a shenas arai in the sukkah, there is a kiyum mitzvah. That every one of them is a ma'isa mitzvah in and of itself with shiurim. That's halacha vav. That we have the shiur of achila, we have the shiur of shena, we have the shiur of shesia, we have the din of machmir al atzmo. Namely, that we have one overall kiyum of teshvu kein taduru, of turning your sukkah into a home, and that has many, many aspects to it. And every time that you do an act of dior in the sukkah within the proper shiurim, you also get a separate mitzvah. The question is, are these two linked? Who links these two? Who links the particular actions with the overall kiyum? Again, both of them are dinner of teshvu kein taduru. Which Tana links them and which Tana distinguishes between them? Excellent. Rav Eliezer links them. He says, how are you mekayim the overall mitzvah of turning your sukkah into a dira by eating 14 sudos in a sukkah, by that retzef of pu'ulot? That turns it, in other words, it's all one. Mashenk and the Chama say no. In other words, there is this overall kiyum. We have a Mishnah over here called Shivas Yamim Adam Osu Sukaso Keva Beswarai, and that is performed by creating an environment in which you can live. And the moment that you create that environment, the moment you put the kelim noyim, etc., and they're there for the 7 days, you're mekayim that mitzvah, that you turned your sukkah into a diras keva, whether you eat in it or you don't eat in it. Namely, you could turn your sukkah into the diras keva and spend your week in the park. In other words, eating snacks. You're still mekayim the overall aspect of turning it into a diras keva. You're not mekayim the mitzvah masios. On the other hand, you can be mekayim the mitzvah masios and not be mekayim the overview. You could have a sukkah that will have no kelim noim, that will have no matzahos noos, but you're going to be eating there 5 times a day in achilas keva. So you're being mekayim a mitzvah of teshu kein to do in terms of maisa mitzvah, maisa mitzvah, maisa mitzvah. But what's missing is the broader. Namely, according to the Rabbanan, these are two separate kiyumim. According to Rav Elazar, they're one. The Rambam paskins like Rabbanan, so he brings them as two separate kiyumim. Kate said he mitzvah yeshiva besukah in the overall, in the klal. I see your hand just a minute. Sheya ochel v'shose v'dar besukah kol shivas yamim. It's made up of a combination of your pu'ulot along with the fact that Kate said kelim no'im u'matzos no'os basukah klishtia ashishios basukah v'chulei. Again, both positive and negative. Certain things you should put in the sukkah, certain things you shouldn't put in the sukkah. You shouldn't put the menorah in the sukkah, you shouldn't put the kederos and the karos in the sukkah. And then in halacha vav, you have the ochlin v'shosin v'yishenim b'sukkah kol shiva, but within the shiurim. And within the shiurim, you have those pu'ulot that are potter from a sukkah. If you want to do them, harez them a shubach. But basically, you can eat less than achilas keva outside of the sukkah. You can drink less than a shtiyas keva outside of the sukkah. And each of these is a separate kiyum. Yes?
I thought the way we were thinking it was a little bit like a chiluk between kavar and chatzah, that you have to make the sukkah roi to be there 7 days, and then versus like a mice of the kavar, you have to actually eat there But in the book in the Rambam, and he's quoting the Brisa, they put it together, right? It says you bring in the kelim, and then it says also the shulsim and tie the sukkah. You do these maksim as well in the sukkah.
Nachon, nachon, nachon. In other words, I'm not distinguishing between chefetz and gavra. I'm speaking about two kiyumim of the gavra. One kiyum of the gavra is creating the atmosphere of a bayis inside of a sukkah. That is both by enhancing the chefetz of sukkah and by doing the pulos in the sukkah. But the second is a separate section of kiyumei gavra, kiyumei mitzvos, that every time a person eats an achilas keva, he makes a bracha. That in itself is a nice mitzvah, irrelevant of what's going to be tomorrow or yesterday. Namely, the Rambam has these two halachos, that which Rav Eliezer built in terms of one, the Chachamim divide into two. There is, according to the Chachamim, a concept of retzef, but the retzef of the Chachamim doesn't require a continuum of a mice in the morning, a mice at night, a mice in the morning, a mice at night. It's not taking the maisim and making out of the maisim alone a sukkah. The retzef is creating a place where if and when you want to do a maisa achila, then you're going to be doing it in your home. A maisa achila is done in a place where you have kelim noyim, where you have matzos nos, etc.
So what I understand what the difference is between one ma'aseh achila and the other ma'aseh achila. If they're both
ma'aseh achila. What I'm pointing out is that you, according to the Rambam, you can for halacha hey, you're mekayim halacha hey by putting the kelim na'im in the sukkah, and now you have this atmosphere. And how often you happen to be in the sukkah is totally irrelevant.
But it says you have to eat there. It says to eat there and to tile there and to sleep there. It's also as part of this. That's what I don't understand.
The kol shivas yamim adam osa es beso arai v'esukaso keva. Just one second. She yochel v'shose v'dar besukah kol shivas yamim. Bein bayom, bein balayla, k'derech shehu dar bebeiso, kol yamot hashana. I hear what you're pointing. Yeah. Yes.
It's coincidental. The examples are the same. The things you do at home are eating and drinking. But it doesn't change the fact that in one area we're talking about a general kind of feeling we're going for. On the other hand, is the individual masios that have a chiyuv sukkah.
What Ben is saying is that there, if you ask how many mitzvahs are you mekayim in halacha hey, you're mekayim one mitzvah by having this conglomeration by having this set of a combination of the furnishings and the kelim and the pu'ulos, that's all one mitzvah of yeshiva basukah. Leaving that aside, there's also another concept of eating achilas keva, of sleeping a shenas arai. Each of those is a mitzvah in and of itself. Each of those is a mitzvah in and of itself. You know, there's separate maisa mitzvah of achilas keva, a maisa mitzvah of shiyas keva, a maisa mitzvah of shena sarai. Those are maisa mitzvos that one is mekayim.
Why would they actually be like individual? There's no actual individual mitzvah. You know, you should eat in the sukkah. You should sleep. I mean, ultimately, they have to stem from the sukkah seishas yamim as well. No,
100%. But you're making a birkas hamitzvah every time you eat in the sukkah. L'chora, that's, in other words, a maisa mitzvah of eating, the equivalent of eating matzah on Pesach. In other words, you're mekayim a mitzvah. According to the Gra, when you eat matzah the rest of Pesach, so there's also a kiyum mitzvah of eating matzah. Every time that you would eat a kazayas, you'd be mekayim a mitzvah. So, in other words, it's there. Think of it in terms of the world of Hagisa b'yomam v'layla, that there's this overall mitzvah of a person who is in learning. And then every time that he's learning, depending, everyone has a different shiur according to the Gra. Maybe every word that he's saying is a separate ma'aseh mitzvah. Maybe every sefer that he's learning is a separate ma'aseh mitzvah. One is not at the expense of the other, but that we have over here two worlds of kiyume mitzvah, one overall, and again, you could have one without the other. Were you, let's say, to not have your own sukkah, but you were to go every day, you would eat in someone else's sukkah, and in other words, or stam. Three times during the course of Sukkot, you would eat an achilas keva, so you'd be mekayim halacha vav, that every time you eat an achilas keva, you eat in a sukkah, three different sukkahs, but you never built your own sukkah, so lechora, you'd be mekayim halacha vav. I'm not sure if you're mekayim halacha hey. You know, it's, on the other hand, you have someone who will, you know, build this beautiful sukkah, eat there the first night, and then for technical reasons won't be eating in the sukkah. There's no halacha vav, but there is halacha hey. In other words, you could have one without the other. Rav Eliezer felt they had to be together, but without Rav Eliezer, the Rambam divides them into two. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, let's move over to the Gemara of Meshanin B'sukkah. Ini v'ama rava mikra u'misna v'metalalasa v'tinyune bar mimetalalasa. We have over here Rashi who points out Migras and Iune Tre Gavne Shinun, Migras and Iune. And Tosas also deals with Tre Gavne Iun, two types of Iun that are parallel but not the same. What are the two Shinunim of Rashi? Tre Gavne Shinun. Which one does Rashi explain in our sugya, and which one does Rashi leave for our imagination?
He explains what migras is.
He explains migras. What is migras?
Like chazara, sounds like going over things or.
He explains different. Migras here.
He says having migras gemara habrua lo kfar v'hainu shmas.
Davar habrua lo kfar. What does he do with the davar habrua lo kfar? Said, and there were, so it's sort of left for your imagination to understand. What Rashi does explain over here is the Iune. Vehu svara l'troach u'l'shanein. At the very beginning, the first Rashi, Meshanin Besuka, Sover Limudo, Umachatcho Alburio, Machatcho Alburio, La'amod Alav, Dahainu, Shmaisesadam Aroi Usvara. Namely, that within Rashi we have the Chituch Alburio, the clarity, and then we have that which is already Barur, and we have the Migras, and Lachor, that's the Gemara in Kedushin. Right, Tanurab, the one that Rashi quotes in Chumash, Vishinantam Shiu Divrei Torah Mechudadim Bepicha Shim Yishalacha Adam Davar Al Tegam Gem Betomarlo Ela Emorlo Miyad. Which to Rashi points out, Yichum Mechudadim Bepicha Chazor Alehem Ubedok BaOmkam, namely to know them by heart. In other words, in a sense where one doesn't have to stammer when one is asked a halacha. So which of these requires the sukkah and which of these is parted from the sukkah? Trei gavne shinun. We have the migras, we have that which is the vishinantam levanecha shiyu dvar mechudadim bepicha, and then we have the iune, that we have the mechatcho aburyo, the amod La'amod alav. In other words, one is reaching on this a clarity, and the other is reviewing the clarity. Which of these requires the sukkah according to Rashi?
Migras.
The reviewing requires the sukkah. That doesn't v'ashein kein by the lachtoch davar alburio, the clarity of understanding. Were one to do that in a sukkah, there would be a level of mitzta'er. That ha'avir yofelo laharchiv daito, the person may need an atmosphere which would be broader than the sukkah to reach that understanding, the clarity of understanding. That's where we would have the p'tur, according to Rashi. Tosfos distinguishes similar to that. He wants to speak about iyun. Iyun kagon davar ploni aser umutar, and yunei b'ta'amim. In other words, Rashi speaks about two types of shinun that we would classically call iyun and bikiyus. Tosfos speaks about two types of iyun in the halacha, mutar aser, and the iyun in the ta'amim. The ta'amim would be parallel to Rashi's chituch dvarim, and the halacha would be similar to Rashi's choser achu dvar mechudadim bepiv, basically going in the same direction. The Rambam speaks about kol shivas yamim kore b'toch hasuka ukeshemevin umedakdek b'mashi yikra yavin chutz l'suka. Also, in the same direction, correct? I think I saw in the Rishimos that there was a possibility of the Rambam's distinguishing between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, that the Kore means Dafka Torah Shebichsav, but in other words, and in broader Raya, because it says B'shivtecha B'beisecha, but it also says B'lechtecha V'derech, so I didn't understand exactly what that was referring to. But in other words, but we have over here these two types of learning. Who is the Rishon, or who are the Rishonim who go in a totally different direction in terms of the Chiyuv of Sukkah? Different than Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam?
The Ritva and the Ran.
The Ritva, the Ran, certainly. And Yitzchein also Rabbeinu Chanana. Let's see the Ritva inside. Tanu Rabbanan, Kol Shivas Yamin, Migras Iyune, Yesha Pirshu de Migras Have Keva Besuka, V'Iyune de Have Arai Chutz Lesuka, V'Ist Amri Iyune Besvara Have Keva Tvei Uboi Suka, Ulachumra Avdinan de Travayu, Kolhecha Deleka Tirda, V'Efshar Hasam, V'Ilo Have Reke Mitztair Shu Pater Menasuka. What is the criteria of the Ritva?
That you have a learning that's a kvius, like something that
there's a learning. The learning which is considered to be a kvius requires a sukkah. There are two types of learning, right? Iyun and bikius, but one of them is considered to be a kvius, and one of them is considered to be more arai. And the Ritva leaves it open which is which. If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, he points out on the Mishnah, the bottom line of Rabbeinu, at least in my edition, the bottom line: Shivas Yomim Osadam Sukaso Keva Yesh Al Kelim V'Chulei V'Meshanin B'Suka V'Ukminan L'Migras U'Le'Iyune B'Svara D'Tzarech Keva B'Suka V'Chein Mikra V'Mishnah Avol Tinuye La Rahute Lishna de Gemara Bar Mimitalagasa. Coming from to the continuity of the Gemara that we'll see in a few minutes. What appears over here is that he is establishing that the keva is the iyun, and that's what requires the sukkah. What over here, in other words, that according to the Ritva, at least according to one side of the Ritva, Dafka Iyun requires sukkah as opposed to the bikiyus that can be done outside of the sukkah. What over here, how would you define the machlokas between Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam on one hand, and the Ritva, Rabbeinu Chananel, on the other hand, in terms of what factor do we take into account in terms of the world of sukkah? What are we... How are we weighing the world of learning when we want to decide what should be done in a sukkah and what should be done outside of a sukkah?
Sounds like mitzvah versus kfiyas a little bit, like for Rashi and Tosfos.
In other words, are we using criteria of Hilchos Talmud Torah, or are we using criteria of Hilchos Sukkah? Within Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam, our cheshbon is Hilchos Talmud Torah. What is going to, how are you going to end up with more learning and less bitul Torah? That's our cheshbon, and so if you do the kiyus in the sukkah and the iyun outside of the sukkah, then you're going to end up with the sum total of much more learning being done. in a much more efficient manner. What the Ritva is pointing out is that on Sukkah we have different criteria. We have criteria of Keva and Arai. And the Keva can even be on the Cheshbon to a certain degree of Hilchos Talmud Torah. That even if I could learn my Iyun better outside of the Sukkah, since my Iyun is the Keva, I should do it in the Sukkah. That I may be learning a little less efficiently, but I am in the midst of turning my house into my sukkah into a diras keva. That, according to the Ritva, appears to be mashenk, and the other Rishonim all disagree. Yes?
He speaks about keva and writes based on how much time a person generally spends wearing that.
I don't know. I think certainly time is an indicator that but I don't know, you know, the time is the simon, but it's not the mahut. The mahut is that learning, in other words, that in terms of the, let's say, the classic yeshiva world, so learning the iyun is the keva that expresses itself also in time, but that's what a person was meant to do when he is mature enough to be able to use the kelim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. He's also supposed to chazer, and he's also supposed to have a yediyah of Kol HaTorah Kula. But there's, you know, which one of them is considered to be the kvius of his learning. There's a Magid Shir in the Mir in Eretz Yisrael named Rav Nissen Kaplan, and he said over in the name of Rav Elia Blach from Tels that whenever Rav Elia Blach would learn this sugya in Sukkah, he would relate to the Gemara in Shabbos. I quoted for you over here in Daf Lamed Aleph, where Rava points out the Shosha Machnisim Adam Ladin, they ask him six questions. And the first question is Asata Vasata Be'emuna, and the second is Kavata Itim L'Torah. So he said that according to the Ritva, they're only going to ask you in terms of your Iyun. You're not going to be asked in terms of your Bekiyas. You're going to be asked Kavata Itim L'Torah. In other words, how strongly were you Ma'ayin in Shas? I'm not sure that that's the only meaning of the Gemara over there, but clearly he's pointing out that there is really a concept of a kvius within learning that should be taken very, very seriously. Okay, so we have these various options. The Gemara then brings the Raya, he had the Rava, the Rami Bar Chama, Havu Kaimi Mekami Drav Chista, Merahate B'Gemara Bahade Hadade Bahadar Mayine B'Svara, pointing out that we have these two tracks within the world of learning. Which of them is to be done in the Sukkah? That's the Machlokes Rishonim. In Eretz Yisrael, there was a movement, at least a number of years ago, but still very, very large in the Zilberman world, you know, that one shouldn't get involved in Iyun until one has filled one's batteries with a tremendous amount of Bekiyus, and they bring the Raya from this Gemara, that first the Marahate B'Gemara Bahadeh Hadad, and only afterwards their Ma'ayin B'Svara. Tov, Amar Rava, Mane Mishtiya B'Metalalasa, Mane Michla Bar Mimetalalasa. Here we have a very basic machlokas, I think, between Rashi and Tosfos in terms of the mane michla. How does Rashi learn mane michla? What should be left outside of the sukkah?
Plates, bowls, things that you eat with.
Ka'aros la'achar she'achlu bahem tzrichen hotzi. Dirty dishes should be removed from the sukkah. That's what the Gemara is telling us, that you shouldn't leave your sukkah with dirty dishes. You take the dirty dishes out of the sukkah. How does Tosfos learn Mane de Michla? First he quotes Rashi, and then what's Tosfos' understanding? V'yesh mefarshim gon kederos v'agne delisha. Now, we're not dealing with anything dirty. We're dealing with things that are totally clean. However, they are not klei achila, but rather they are kelim with which one prepares food, and their place is in the kitchen as opposed to in the sukkah. What, according to Rashi, what's the source of the halacha mani michla michutzlis bar mi metalalasa? Tosas already points out.
Because of
mius. Mishum mius. It's a din of kavod. That there should be a concept of kavod for a sukkah. A sukkah is a cheftza of mitzvah. One should have a concept of kavod for a sukkah. There shouldn't be anything mo'os in a sukkah. Masha'en kein, according to Tosfos, we're talking about things that are not mo'os at all. A kneading board, a pot which could be a very beautiful cast iron pot. Why shouldn't that be in the sukkah? What does Tosfos explain? It's a concept of teshu kein tadura, that these things you don't find on your dining room table. These are things that belong in the kitchen, and the sukkah is supposed to be your dining room table, not your kitchen. If one looks in the Shulchan Aruch, the Chorah, in other words, we have over here both deos being brought, but by two different poskim. In the Shulchan Aruch, Keitzad mitzvah yeshiva sukkah ye'ochel v'shose, Yoshev, and there was being Tafrei Shalom Mites Aleph, and then he continues, Kelim Noim Besuka Klei Shtiya Gonashishios Vekosos Basuka Avo Klei Achila. And over here, the parentheses is the Rambam. I'm sorry, it doesn't come out in the Bar Ilan with a Rashi script. To just read the Mechaber, Avo Klei Achila Kon Kederos Vekaros Chutz Misuka. And the Rama inserts Avo Klei Achila La Achar Achila Chutz Lesuka. Namely, the Rama is inserting the Ramah is inserting Rashi, and the Mechaber is like Tosfos. And then the Ramah continues at the end of the Sif, Hagah, al yase shum tashmish bazui besuka, kedei shloya mitzvos bezuya salav. Namely, that this is a hemshech, or if you want to, this is the makar of Rashi. In other words, the Rashi's dirty dishes are simply an example of Tashmish Bazui Basuka. The example which is quoted in the Beis Yosef of the Orchos Chaim is what example? What example do we have of Tashmish Bazui Basuka? Mishneh Berurah quotes it over there. Washing
hands?
Washing dishes. Washing dishes. Washing dishes. No. Shum tashmish bazui gon shetifas ka'aros. That should not be done within the sukkah. Namely, that we have over here the mechaber quoting Tosfos klei achil kon kederos u ka'aros chutz l'sukkah. That this is a din of teshvu kein taduru, and the Ramah is the kedei achila la achar achila and al yase shum tashmish bazui besukkah. That's the shita of Rashi. Yes.
The Chavir doesn't seem to be so clear what a shita is, because he says kederos, but he also says aros, and he also calls them klei achila, not klei. He's going to call them klei bishul.
Leaving out the words of the Ramah, avol klei achila kagon kederos ukaaros chutz l'sukkah. He's telling you which kedei achila should not be in the sukkah. The kederos and the ka'aros.
No, I'm
saying it can be translated either way.
Yeah, but for ka'aros sound like something that you do eat with, and also
play
it seems like the opposite of klei shtiya, like in the context of the Shulchan Aruch.
It doesn't sound so clear that he's referencing a cooking utensil.
If the kederos is more cooking utensil, with a ka'aros, you like eat with a ka'aros.
I think Elchanan is saying maybe he would have said it apple klei bishul or something like that, right?
It seems in the Mechaber like the opposite of klei shtiya. That's how he sets it up.
Mm-hmm. question is in Mashmur Chavad Yushasach. I hear what you're saying. In other words, you're correct. The machader is not a reflection, an exact reflection of Tosfos, but in terms of the question, are we dealing over here with a din of Teshu Kein Taduru or a din of Kavod? Right. The machader is going in the direction of Teshu Kein Taduru, as opposed to which is the direction of Tosfos. And the Ramah is going in the direction of Kavod, which is the direction of Rashi. You're correct. It's not the exact same shift. You're 100% correct in that. And we'll see in a little while that l'chora there could be a very big nafkamina between these two lines of reasoning. The Gemara then continues in terms of the Shraga memetalalasa v'amrile bar mitalalasa v'lo plige habasuka gedola habasuka kitana. Rashi points out that suka kitana shel shir metzumsam zayin tvachim asur lahanichan betocha, but doesn't explain why. Tosos gives the explanation for Rashi at the end. V'shema hainu taima mishum dukmina besuka kitana chashinan shema Tisaref Sukaso. That it's an issue that the Sukkah Katana, but within the reasoning of Tosfos, then Sukkah Katana doesn't necessarily mean Zion al Zion. It could be also Yud al Yud. There was simply a relatively small place. Almost everyone understands Rashi in the light of Tosfos, but it could be that we'll see a little later on that there's another way of understanding the Iser of the Shraga in the Sukkah Katana. That Tosas references for us the world of Daf Mem Chesamet Aleph. So let's look over there on Daf Mem Chesamet Aleph, where this Sugya is given a different turn and twist. That we have the question of the transition from Hoshana Rabbah to Shmini Atzeres. So the Mishnah points out that there's a heter morida sakelim in amincho lemalim nekavod yom tov acharon shel chag. That when one is transitioning, one is able to set up the yom tov meals already by moving the kelim noim back into one's home. So Gemara asks, "Ein lo kelim lahorid mahu? Mahu ein lo kelim? Elo ki yishtamish b'may yishtamish? Elo ein lo makom lahorid kelav mahu?" What if the person is going to be stuck in his sukkah on Shmini Atzeres as well because he has no other place to eat? And again, working within Rashi, he'll have a problem of baltosif if he were to sit in a sukkah without doing anything. What should he do to prevent the world of Baal Tosif? Rabbi Chia bar Rabbi Ashi Amar Pochespa Arba, you passel the sukkah, you take off part of the schach. Rabbi Yosh, and this is an inyan that the Rishonim deal with, why four? You could passel the schach also with an airspace of three. But the ik over here is that you're passeling the sukkah from above. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Madrikba es Haner. What is Madrikba es Haner accomplish? Velo plige halan ha luhu. That again within Rashi, we're distinguishing between Bavel and outside of Bavel. In Bavel, where there was a Sveika de Yoman Shmini Atzeres, you couldn't passel the sukkah because you would have to sit in the sukkah mitzad the suffik. So in Bavel, they would be madrik the nir. Mashenken in Eretz Yisrael, if they had to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, there's no requirement of a sukkah. They can passel the sukkah, and that would be the easiest solution. So Gemara asks, but even in Bavel, hatenach sukkah katana, sukkah gedola ma'ikla meimar, de ma'ayel ba'mane michla. Namely, that the Gemara brings in our Gemara in terms of creating a heker to override Baal Tosif. That if we can't passel the sukkah because we're in Bavel, we need the sukkah, but we need a heker to prevent Baal Tosif. What heker would we use in a sukkah ketana? We'd use the heker of hadrakas, of taking the nair out of this, of putting a nair into the sukkah, which would be an iser had we been dealing with a real sukkah. And if we're dealing with the sukkah gedola, we'd be putting the money, the michlei, into the sukkah. This would serve as the heker. Does this Gemara work better according, again, within the way that Rashi and Tosafot learn this Gemara? We saw two perushim of money de michla. According to which perush would this Gemara be much, 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 much more smoother? If we want to create a heker that this is not really a sukkah, Barer Tosfos, namely that we'll be overriding Teshuv Kein Taduru. By putting our kneading board, by putting our cooking vessels in the sukkah, we are showing that this is no longer a Teshuv Kein Taduru. That's a beautiful heker, right? According to Rashi, leaving dirty dishes in the sukkah for Shmini Atzeres is a heker, but that we're saying this is no longer the chefts of kedusha because we're putting the dirty things in, but it's not that, you know, within Tosus, it's really, you know, it's hitting to the core of what the issue is in terms of the world of heker.
Meaning to say that for Rashi, you already are bringing those dishes in. They were just clean before, and now that you're not bringing them out, there's no particular heker of them.
According to Rashi, money michla are dirty dishes that normally you would take out of a sukkah. And what he's saying is that on Hoshana Rabbah, after the Hoshana Rabbah meal, you would leave the money michla in the sukkah in order that you'd be able to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because it's clear that with the money michla are there, this is not being viewed as a sukkah.
So the point is that you haven't done an action, or is the fact that is the problem that you, with Rashi, that you haven't, that you bring those things in normally, and there are dirty dishes normally in your sukkah, you just happen to bring them out, and this might be a
I think that the problem is that since when do we find the heker by being mevaza a chef social mitzvah? In other words, it's a strange sort of a heker. Although you could ask the same question in terms of the nair. Since when do we have a heker in which you could burn down your sukkah, if that's the issue of the sukkah katana?
That's not mevaza at all. It's just,
excuse me?
There's no problem with yizah when you bring in pots. Purely an issue
the clean pots. It's not a bizui. That's back in Tosas and Daf Kaf Ches. He stresses very clearly that Rashi is Mishum Mius, but my reasoning is Taima de Kein Taduru Beinon. Vahani lo regilin lios bebeis dira ela bebayis yesh lehem levada. Vachem pirish habahag. Namely that it's not bizayo and it's not a mius. It's simply showing that this is not a dira. This is not a dira. It's more of a storehouse. Okay. Yes.
I don't understand why if it's mos, like they're saying it's mos, then why can't that show that yes, not a mitzvah anymore? No.
Certainly, that's Rashi black and white. I'm pointing out that Tostis is more elegant. In other words, that we want to have a heker, that this is not a sukkah, so do something to show that there's no Teshuv Kein Taduru. That's a much more elegant heker. But according to Rashi, the heker is that the fact that it's Moos shows that this is no longer a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Just point, yeah, it's a sort of a strange heker to make something Moos, but that Rashi says it.
In some sense, like, drag the point home, really, like, you know, like, this is not a mitzvah, because I'm...
100%, yes, yeah. I didn't mean to say that it's not pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says black and white. That's pshat in mana michle, and that's what you would do to serve as the heker. Just that the heker within Tosfos, the heker is simply more elegant, that's all. Yes?
According to Tosfos, this small sukkah, don't bring a candle because it's going to burn down the sukkah. Where it says you're bringing it as a candle for a sacred time. It's like practically,
practically, you bring in the candle and be careful that it shouldn't burn on the sukkah. In other words, that you would, you know, it doesn't mean burn on, in other words, that which you normally, a heker is that which you normally wouldn't do. That's what Elchanan pointed out. By treating the sukkah in a way where you normally wouldn't treat it, that shows that this is no longer viewed as, by you as a sukkah. No, that, in other words, you would be careful to that it shouldn't burn down. You put a small candle in a place where, you know, where it's, you put silver foil around and put a small candle, not going to burn down the sukkah. The issue is, however, within the Rif. The Rif changed the understanding of the Gemara from Rashi in terms of switching to a certain degree the issue of Hagan v'Halahu, that the Rif points out that Hagan diyantofu, that in Chutz La'aretz we're dealing where you were using the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and Hagan, now you want to use the sukkah on Simchas Torah. Now you want to use the sukkah on the ninth day, not on the eighth day, on the ninth day. And on the ninth day, we have an issue that you can't be poches, because it's yantif. You can't do a pu'ula, that would be binyan or soser, on yantif. So you can't passel the sukkah in chutz laretz. So what do? So there, in chutz laretz, halan, where you can't passel the sukkah, then we have the concept of the ner and the money michla. Ma'ashenken in Bnei Eretz Yisrael, when they are moving, their transition is not from the eighth day to the ninth day, their transition is from the seventh day to the eighth day, from Hoshana Rabbah to Shmini Atzeres, so you can be poches. Namely, the Rif changed the Hechitimtza, but more important, and this is what where we move into the Balamor and the Ramban and the Ravid, the Rif adds in two words. The Rif adds in the words, Hane mele suka katana de mifsala bishraga, ve ayala gava mani micha u mifsala. He adds in the words posel. Namely, we were speaking on daf kaf tesamed aleph about isurim. There's an isur to bring a shraga into a suka katana. There's an isur to bring mani micha into a suka gedola. What if you bring it in? Does that pasel the suka? So that's what we have over here, the machlokas. That's what the Baal Hamorah says, this can't be pshat in the Gemara. Meila, maybe by the Shraga, if you're going to say that Sukkah Katana means Zayin al Zayin, which is simply enough Rosh of Arubo, and you put something else into the Sukkah, irrelevant what it is, you're taking away from the Zayin al Zayin. You could put a basketball in the sukkah. That would also be a problem of passeling the sukkah. You no longer have the area of Zayin al Zayin that you need for Rosho v'Rubo. That's, so you can speak perhaps about the Ner as passeling the sukkah because it takes away from the airspace of Zayin al Zayin. But why in the world should the Mana Michla passel a sukkah gedola? You're over an Iser. It's not Teshvu Ke'en Taduru, but why should that passel the Sukkah Gedola? That's the Baal Hamor's question on the Rif. That he points out that there really is no need, that the Rif is going overboard. We have to prevent Baal Tosif. How do you prevent Baal Tosif? With a heker. But who says that a heker has to be that which passels the Sukkah? A heker can be that which will remind people that this is not a kiyum of the mitzvah. And therefore, the Baal Hamor simply erases the words, the mifsala, disagrees with the words, the mifsala, within Rif. The Ramban, as you saw, points out that the Baal Hamor went out on a limb unnecessarily. Who says the word mifsala only means pasul? The word mifsala has another meaning in Hebrew / Aramaic. What else can mifsala mean? Like in the phrase of ochel, nifsala mile'echol adam. We're not speaking over here about a psul in terms of halachically being invalid. What are we speaking about? What would be a synonym to mifsala in the second meaning?
Like a psul. Like a psul, like
not a psul in terms of posil that this is no longer a halachically valid option, but
usable. It's not fit.
A pagam. It's pogam. I forget my English. It's no. But
deficiency.
A deficiency. Thank you. It's a deficiency, but not a psul. Simply, and then everything, and that's what the rif meant. The rif meant that the ner and the mana michia are deficiencies in the sukkah because you're over an iser lechatchila, and that itself could serve as a hecker. Namely, rather than toss out the baby in the bathwater, simply say that that's what the Baal HaMor is saying is what the rif meant all along. This all disturbed the Ravid to no end, and he wrote, Amar Avram Shel Tsarfati Huze. What did he mean by saying Shel Tsarfati Huze? What does the Ravid have against the French? Or who are the French?
Rashi.
In other words, you can't put Rashi into the Rif. In other words, what the Baal HaMor is Perush, that there's no need to have a psul, that's Rashi, that's Tosfos, that you can have a heker without a psul. But that's the tradition of Tsarfat, that's the tradition of France. But the tradition of the Gaonim, says the Ravid, which is what the Rif is representing, is that we need a posel, that a heker has to be a posel. Like being passeling the schach. We need the equivalent of passeling the schach. And therefore, what the rif meant was literally. Important. The imke divrehem, that all you require, imke divrehem, that all you require is a heker, not a psul. Lam hitzrichu lefachos ba gimel, a dalid, dai lehem afilu betefach lehaker ba'am. If all you require is a tefach, why take off 4 tefachim of schach? Take off 1 tefach of schach. Idami begimel tefachim, amar umidit srichu le makam chashuv alma hakera de muchacha beinan. Vi ilav de pasla money micha revsuka lav muchacha. That we need something that will be obvious to people, this is not a sukkah. The fact that you have a sukkah peguma, that's not obvious that it's not a sukkah. It's lo muchacha. And therefore, we have to say that we have over here a psul. Why should a ner and michla and money de michla pasel a sukkah? So the Ravid explains, v'taima deha paslus mishum shenafsho shel adam katza bahem v'dilma shavakla v'nafak mishum hachi eno rashai lachnisam l'tocha. That the issue of the money de michla and the ner have nothing to do with mius per se, or have nothing to do with, maybe they do have to do with me, so have nothing to do with Teshu Kein Taduru. What is the reason for the Ner and the money Michlia?
Because people believe the sukkah, so disgusting.
It causes people to leave the sukkah, and therefore what? In other words, can you, from the key is in the first parak. Do we find in the first parak a sukkah that people will want to leave, and that will passel the sukkah? Look with me back to before even the smelly sukkah. We have before that. Smelly sukkah could be a din of mitzvah. But go back to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Dalet Amud Aleph, where you have the pictures in the middle of the page. So a few lines above the pictures, we have an ukimta of hayesa gevoha yud tvachim. We have a sukkah of the proper minimal height of yud tvachim. V'hutzin yordin letoch hayud. And you have strands of schach that are sticking into the sukkah going below yud. So abaye savar belememar imchamasam ruvim mitzilasam kshera. It depends as to those, that part of the schach which goes below yud, how much of a shade is coming from that part of the sukkah. Amar Rava, hadira srucha hi. Ein adam dar bedira srucha. That according to Rava, this is a sukkah that people don't want to be in. People don't want to have schach sticking into their hair. people don't, what, you know, Dilma, this is the Ravitz, Dilma Nafak Ninei, that this is an uncomfortable place to be. A sukkah with a, which is Zayin al Zayin, with a candle inside, it's not a question that you're mitzamtzem the makom, right, like the Baal HaMor thought, or even achshash shema yidolek, but simply, it's uncomfortable to be in such a sukkah. Who has in a sukkah with mana michliye, it's within, again, this would be more Rashi's mana michliye, it's uncomfortable to be in a sukkah with dirty dishes, and therefore the person would leave. Such a sukkah is not considered to be a dira. It's not a question so much of the positive. Again, we've been dealing with Teshuvu Kein Taduru in terms of the positive, what you need. You want to create a living room, you want to create a dining room. But this goes back to the Teshuvu Kein Taduru of the psul, that this is simply not considered to be a dira at all. You're being mevatel the cheftza of the dira of sukkah. Halacha lemaisa, there's a tremendous nafkamina within these shitos. Were there to be dirty kalim inside of a sukkah, or the mana michay, right? Were there to be dirty kalim inside of a sukkah, or a ner in a sukkah katana, and a person would want to sit there, would he make a bracha? According to the Baal HaMor, sure he'd make a bracha. According to the Ramban, sure he'd make a bracha. It's a sukkah paguma. It's a pagama in the sukkah, but it's a sukkah. Ma'ashein kein, according to the Ravid understanding of the Rif, this is not a sukkah, this is a psul. This is what's point. It's very interesting that this is dealt with in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura, in the beginning of Siman Tafresh Lamedes, when he's talking about the Klei Ma'achal, so he points out, Umikol makom b'di'eved, im hichnis betoch a Klei Ma'achal, o asa batashmish bazui, ein nifsela tasuka bekach. That's what he writes in the Mishnah Brura. And then in the Biur, in the Shar HaTziyun, he writes, Ayen chayi adam, shehevi b'shem Rabbeinu Manoach, mikol makom b'shoa shem betocha, ein levarach azleish besuka. The psula hi midrabanan, v'chein muchach lashon harif. That's our rif, mifsala. V'hinei ha-ma'ayin sham barano b'milchamos yira da'emi lashon harif shumraya, because it could be mifsala, simply means p'gam. V'ayin sham ba'ma'or, yira'e shegam daito sham, da'ein divseles klal. Im ken yesh lo shalosh rishonim neged Rabbeinu Manoach, ha-bal ha-ma'or, v'ha-ramban, v'ha-ram. Ein divseles klal. Amnom achar kach matzati basagal saraivid, shegam daito b'harif kipshuto, alken min ha-nochon l'chatchil l'hachmir bazeh. It's best not to make a bracha in a sukkah that has dirty dishes in it. It's best not to make a bracha in a sukkah that someone would wash the dishes in that sukkah, because that's, you know, to be machmir for the shita of the rif, of the ravid in the rif. Yeah.
It seems to me that the Gemara itself, and even the rifs, you know, bring out Gemara, is a big cognizance to the ravid, because there seems to be, if the kelim were enough to puzzle the sukkah, then why do I need one solution for Arsal and another solution for Baka? I could just use my kelim, and that would be, like, if that really causes the sukkah, what do I need anything else for?
According to the Ravid, the biggest heker is taking four tefachim of schach off, that is considered to be a hochacha, that it is, you know, it's that muchacha tfei. Alma Hakera, the Muchacha Be'inan. We're starting with that as the gold standard. The gold standard is simply Pasal Yusukkah. However, if you are, again, within the Ukimta of the Rif, you're on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz, and you want to sit in the Sukkah on Simchas Torah, and you can't Pasal the Sukkah in the most obvious, meaningful manner, so here then we bring in two other means of Pasaling the Sukkah, again, Mitachem Midrabanan.
Wait, but if it's a... Oh, because it's Darbona, not Daraisa? That's okay.
Yeah, that's what, in other words, I think that one would have to say. In other words, that the Dira Srucha of Rava would be also a Drabona, because it's really Shema Nafak Nine. Right? In other words, Mishum Shenavshe Shradam Kotze Mehem, Dilma Shavakla Umasik. Mishum Hachi, En Rashalach Nisam, that would be a Din Drabona. So, L'chatchila, we would have a Heker Daraisa. And b'diavad, we'd have the Heker Drabanan, yes?
But Rava's din would seem to be Daraisa, no?
I'm not sure. Dira Srucha may not be Daraisa. Dira Srucha, Rabbi disagrees. It could be that Rava holds that over here, that this is a din Drabanan of Dira Srucha. Abai holds that it's not a Dira Srucha.
Okay. Right.
This is machlokas on a daraisa. I would. It's more likely to be a machlokas on a drabanan, though. Okay.
So Rebbe suggesting that the riff is
anyway. The language of the Mishnah Berurah is that it's possibly drabanan.
Rebbe saying that the riff's understanding halan halahu totally differently than Rashi. Then that the riff is saying halan for Babel is referring to Simchas Torah.
Correct. I began that way. In other words, that there are two distinctions between the Rif and Rashi. One is what they were on. According to Rashi, we're moving both in Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael from Hoshana Rabbah to Shmini Atzeres. And the issue is that on Shmini Atzeres we need a sukkah. According to the Rif, no, we're moving to a day you don't need a sukkah. But we want, but it's going to be Shalom Bizman. We want a heker that this is not a sukkah. And if we're on Yontif, we're limited in what heker we can make. If we're on Hoshana Rabbah, we can make the heker of pasteling the sukkah by taking off the schach.
Okay.
Yeah?
Compared to the svar, you guys were saying, why wouldn't it be a stole mitaraisa? And that, it's not a place that you could really live, so there would be a kiran of tisha through or whatever.
Excuse me? What?
I'm just saying, according to the svar that Rebbe was presenting, shouldn't it be a pasteling mitaraisa?
No, in other words, again, the language of the Ravid, who is the one who explains why it's possible, I point out, is the Dilma. In other words, Taima daha paslus, mishum shenafsha shel adam katsa bahem. This is not the type of a sukkah that people would want to be in lechatchila. The Dilma shavakla umafik. Dilma shavakla umafik. I think also the same thing, that exactly the same. This is Bakam Shinafsh Radam Katsabahem, the Dilma Shavak Bahuva Nafik. The Ravid doesn't quote the Gemara on Daf Dalet. I'm just quoting it as an example. You could be correct, maybe according to Rava. This is a diras ruach and pasul midaraisa, but I'm just in other words, and on that basis, the rabbanan made a psul also in something that would be similar to the diras ruach, but not to the same degree. Okay, I'll give you the choice. Do you want to continue now, in other words, and finish the perek, or do you want to leave it for Sunday to finish perek? Okay, so let's continue then. If you're here, okay, that's it. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. It's not all that much we have left. Tana Rabbanan, but yeah. Haya ochel besuka v'yardu geshamim v'yarad ein matrichin oso la'alos ad shiigmar su'udas o yashin tachas besuka v'yardu geshamim v'yarad ein matrichin oso la'alos ad sheya'ur. Okay, the tour over here. I skipped a line. I'm sorry. Yardu gesham. Sorry, I skipped to the yardu geshamim. Tana mishetisra hamikpa shel grisin. Abai havika Yosef kamedra av Yosef imetalasa nashav zika kamaisi tzivusa. That the wind came and blew some of the psolet of the schach into the soup of Rav Yosef. Amar lohu Rav Yosef panuli mana mehach. Amrei abai ha'ananta mishetisra hamikpa. Amalei ledidi kevan da anina da toi kemisha tisrach hamikpa damili. Tisrach hamikpa clearly is a very, very objective shir. From the fact that the Gemara, will tell you that this is the mikveh shel grisin, right? It's a very, very specific shir, very objective. The Rav Yosef is pointing out anine hadas can be subjective. The question is to what nekuda. The language of the Mishnah was Mishatisrach Hamikpa Mutar Lefanot. You're allowed to leave the sukkah. But we already saw in the world of Mitztayer that were you to sit in the sukkah when it is raining Mishatisrach Hamikpa, would you be Yotze a mitzvah of sukkah? No, you're not Yotze the mitzvah, right? That's the Hagos Mamini, that's the Yerushalmi, Kol HaPotem and Adover Voseh Nikra Hedyot, that if you made a bracha, Leshe Basuka, you would be a bracha Levatala. In other words, that this is an area where there is no room to be Machmir. The Anine Hada'as to what degree are we saying that this is no longer to what degree is this similar to Mishatisra Hamikba? Is it that they have a heter to leave the sukkah? Or that were they to remain in the sukkah, even for them it would be a bracha levatala. Namely, that mitztayer, the Yad HaGashem, create a double situation. A, there's a ptur from sukkah, and B, the sukkah is mufka from Hashem's sukkah. It's no longer considered to be a dira. It's in the language of Elchan, it's a dira srucha. It's a dira which would be possible mida oraisa, and which would not require a bracha. To what degree are the anine hadas similar to mishatisrach hamikpa? I'm asking because al pisvara there's certainly room to be machalek, A, and B, the language of the Ritva is hecha de nashva zika umaisi tzavsisa vanina daita bahu motzi nafik mehasam. Motzi nafik mehasam could isa beuvda de Rav Yosef. The time of Mishum Teshvu came to Duru, that they have a heter to leave. But is it, in other words, would one say also that the sukkah is batel, that the Ebrachel of Atala? I'm not sure. I mean, the language of Mishnah Berurah is by the Hedyotos, Kavachomer, Misha Rotza Lahachmir Kishiyordin Bisham and Vareach the sukkah, Lavarach Sham Hamotzi. And we saw in the Mishnah Berurah that this is a Maisa Hedyot, in other words, that it's not simply not Shayach. I don't know, yes?
Even before coming up to Deep Srucha, couldn't it's diary enough of a reason to say let's Rachel Vatala and that it's not, you can't, there's not even room for that here?
We pointed out that there is a mitztayer and there's a mitztayer. There are different levels of mitztayer. The level of the mitztayer of Yordu Geshamim is to the degree of Bracha Levatala. In other words, if let's say a person, if there's flies in the sukkah, and a person stays in the sukkah even though there are flies, I don't know whether if he made a bracha, it would be a Bracha Levatala. He has a heter to leave.
Why can I say, it's not a mitzvah, not fulfilling a mitzvah because it's not. Teshu came to do it because in his house, if there were flies, he would go to a different room or something.
In other words, let's say you're in a sukkah and it's very hot. And so someone asks you, can I leave the sukkah? You say, you can leave, but I want to stay. Are you a fool for staying? It's hot. In other words,
there's a balance between your objective discomfort because of the environment you're in. And your rotzim to be in the sukkah, and that will play with different people, different degrees. And I think that's right. Once you cross a certain threshold, and you just can't stand to be there, and you're doing it anyway, even though you hate it, and you're
100%. But I'm saying, but clearly the mishan, in other words, so when we have over here the objective standard of mishatisrach hamikpa, so here it's clear that at that point, you know, where it's one is a mitztayer to the degree that the sukkah is no longer a teshu kein taduru experience, period. But, you know, where it's, we dealt with earlier situations where it was a sliding scale, where different people have different senses of sensitivity, and clearly over there there'd be a heter to leave the sukkah, but to say that someone who remained in the sukkah, different people have different levels of endurance. And a person remained in the sukkah because to him, okay, even in his house, he would not necessarily have turned on the air conditioning under this circumstance. He wouldn't have, you know, it's...
For any individual, why wouldn't it go... I mean, once you say you're pater, because it's not teshu kein taduru, for this individual, so then for that person, why wouldn't you say, you know, there's no...
That's I'm raising as a question, in terms of the anine hadas, what category does it put them into? Does it put them into the category they have a heter? That's the language of the Ritva. Motzi. That they have the right, matzi nafik mehasam, they have the right to leave. Or are we saying that to them, mamash like the language of the Gemara, bishvili, this is the equivalent, ganile daita, kemisha tisrach hanikba damili? To what degree? I'm just leaving it as an open question. I'm not sure.
I'm saying, again, even before coming into anything objective, that they're great. Let's say, I don't know, it's really hot, and a person really can't tolerate being in the sukkah. So wouldn't that be a case that he's also a fool for?
100%, but there is always.
Why wouldn't always go together? That you have a hetter to leave because it's not teishu kain tadur, let's say. So then why wouldn't it also then just come out and therefore you're full for sin? Because I don't get why it would be like a spectrum that at some point you'd like break it off. You say,
if we can have a machlokes rishonim as to whether I could learn Ian in a sukkah or not, because my Ian is going to be somewhat compromised, and I decide to remain in the sukkah and to learn Ian. I'm at that point I'm not mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah because I decided to remain. I have a heter to leave the sukkah to be ma'ayin. But does that mean that my learning Ian in a sukkah according to the daya that I have a heter to leave, that avir yofalo laharchiv daito? In other words, so I have the heter to leave. I'm patur min a sukkah, but at that point I'm not mekayim the mitzvah if I'm learning Ian in the sukkah.
I would say that's quite extreme. I don't understand why.
According to Ritva, I'm chayiv to be in the sukkah. According to Rashi, I have a heter to leave. To say that according to Rashi, I'm not makayim the mitzvah at all. In other words, ad kedekach. Oh no, yeah.
When the Rama brings down the halacha of mitzar, he uses the lashon of objective din.
Mm-hmm.
So who cares that if someone is mitzar in this specific case? If it's not, I think maybe that's pshat like the whole.
I mean, what's the heter of the anini hadas?
Okay, yeah.
That's a world of anini hadas. We have the world of anini hadas throughout Shas. In other words, where we have various isurim in terms of an avel, in terms of yontif, and the anini hadas are exempt from those. They have a different standard.
I guess where's the makor to say that mitzar is an objective thing as opposed to a subject? Because if we want to go with the whole hagdara of tishrei kedusha, I wouldn't sit in my dining like this, therefore I'd be patur.
So what we try to distinguish when we were learning, when do we say hareza meshubach and when do we say the person is a hedyot? So we gave different criteria. We gave a criteria according to the Gra. We gave a criteria according to the Mishnah Berurah. In other words, that we had that yitachein that when mitzayir comes along with an iser of chilul yontif, that would be one level of halacha. But mashenkin, if there'd be no iser involved, maybe it's another level of halacha. Okay. Then the Gemara moves over to the world of this person who was sleeping. So it points out, ein matrichin oso la'alos ad shi'ya'ur, iboy lehu ad shi'ya'ur with an ayin or with an aleph, Toshma, our girsa is ad she'ya'ur with an aleph v'ya'ale amud ha'shachar, tarte, ela'ema ad she'ya'ur v'ya'ale amud ha'shachar. Namely, that we have two factors, that when these two factors coincide, then the person has to return to the sukkah. In other words, it has to be post-amud ha'shachar, and he has to have gotten up. But if one of those two factors is missing, if he woke up before Amud HaShachar, or it's post Amud HaShachar and he's still sleeping, then he can remain sleeping. Correct? That's what the Gemara points out. How do you understand these two factors? What are two ways of understanding the two factors? That both of them may be what? In other words, ad she'yala amud ha'shachar and ad she'ya'ur with an ayin. Let's read Ritva. Koda malot ha'shachar, afal pishin ne'or, ein matrichin oso la'alos. Vuadin im lo neor ein matrichen oso af mishel amud hashachar ad sheyigmor sheinoso delo gora misuuda da amrei ba ad sheyigmor suudaso v'chein das mori.
What's the Gemara assumes, like he shouldn't, which I think we do assume, that like he wakes up in the morning in the daytime, he shouldn't just go back to sleep. But barring that, like, you know, then we need both things.
In other words, just as in Sa'uda, we allow him to finish his meal, what do we allow for this individual to finish what?
His night sleep.
His night sleep. His Shena Salaila. And his Shena Salaila is defined by two factors. A, Shena, and B, Laila. And namely, that it has to, you know, only when he's completed his Shena Salaila, those two factors are completed, only then would that be considered to be the Gemar Suda. L'chor, that's what the Ritva is saying, black and white. However, there's also an option to understand, maybe if it's still before Amud HaShachar, then that would be considered to be a din of Shenas Laila. The fact you have to wait until the morning. But if he is sleeping, maybe this is a different halacha. Maybe why don't we have to wake him up if he's sleeping?
Because Shenas arrives also for him, so?
No, the other way around. Why don't we have to wake him up if he is sleeping?
Oh, because he's pater.
Maybe a person who is sleeping is simply pater from mitzvos, and therefore there's no need to wake him up. There's no reason to bring a person to a chi of mitzvos. What is the rule? When a person is sleeping, in other words, that happened a few days ago in the Beis Medrash, a few weeks ago in the Beis Medrash, that someone had a tremendous masmid who was simply up all night, right before mincha, put down his head, and he fell asleep. And the question was whether he should be woken up because pashtus, he would want to be daven b'tzibur, or maybe he's sleeping. He's simply pater from mitzvos currently, and he's honest, and even if he sleeps until Ma'ariv, so then he'll simply daven tushmon esres for Ma'ariv. And always, how do we view a person who's sleeping in terms of his chiyuv and mitzvah? So I sent you to a Rambam. And the Rambam, l'chora, says one thing, but the Kesef Mishnah interprets him totally differently. What does the Rambam say if the person is sleeping and it's time to say Kriyat Shema? You're a father, okay? You have a son. You're a Madrich in Torah Traga. You have a lot of sons. Right, and there's and Sosban Kriyat Shema, let's say of the Gra, right, is 9:30, and he's fast asleep at 9:25. So are you supposed to wake him up to say Kriyat Shema? What is Rambam Paskin? So the Rambam Choris, black and white. The Rambam says Hoya Yashin Mitzarin Oso Umeirin Oso Adchi Yikra Pasuk Risha. Mikan ve'elach, after he says the first pasuk, imanasto shena ein mitzarin oso. Even though according to the Rambam, all three parashios are do'oraisa, but according to the Rambam, pashtus of the Rambam, a person who is sleeping is not chayef. You don't have to wake him up. First pasuk of Kriyat Shema, kabbalas al malchus shemayim, that's the exception. But other than that, even if it's a mitzvah midoraisa, then no. However, the Beis Yosef says that all Rishonim disagree. All the other Rishonim say, what does the Gemara mean when it's distinguishing the first Pasuk and the rest of Kriyat Shema? Borer, he has to say all of Kriyat Shema, but what's the difference?
Kavana.
The degree of Kavana. The first Pasuk, he has to be totally awake. And the rest of it, he can be Mitnam name. Right? That he quotes the name of the Rosh, and Rabbeinu Yonah, and Rashi, and Rav Haigo, and Rabbeinu Manoach. And he says, and that's what the Rambam means as well. Okay, if the Rambam means that as well, fine. I have no tightness on the Beis Yosef. In other words, you know, he knows the Rambam better than me. If the Rambam meant that, okay, that means that you have to wake up someone, and again, according to the Beis Yosef, only the first parsha is d'oraisa. You have to wake up someone to do a mitzvah. But if we pass like the Rambam, then yitachein, that in our Gemara, we could distinguish between the two factors, namely the factor of night, because he has the right for Shenas Laila. What if he's moving into the day? So then he's a yashen, and maybe as a yashen per se, he would be pater. Or, in other words, moving over, or maybe you could say that the Rambam would have nothing to do with the world of Sukkah. Maybe the Rambam is in terms of Kriyat Shema, in terms of Tefillah, etc., that there Yashin is pater. But, as Ben mentioned before, maybe why in Sukkah it would be unique. Maybe we say, B'chol HaTorah Kulo, you don't have to wake up someone who's sleeping to do a mitzvah, except for Kriyat Shema. But maybe Sukkah would be unique.
The very mitzvah is sleeping.
Exactly, because maybe in Sukkah, where there's an Easter of sleeping outside of a Sukkah, you would have to wake him up, because in the world of Sukkah, Shena is very different. You know, it had not been for other issues. The Rambam himself has a different girsa in the Gemara. The Rambam's girsa is Haya Yashen, V'yardu Gishamim, V'nichnas L'toch Abayit, U'paskir Gishamim, Ein Matrichen Oso L'Achzor L'Suka Kol Oso HaLayla, Elo Yisham B'Beiso, Ad She'ala Amud HaShachar. Only one factor. Amud HaShachar. The moment Amud HaShachar, then you wake him up. So again, maybe this is a din b'chol ha-Torah kula, that the Rambam's like the Kesef Mishnah, that you always have to wake up someone to do mitzvahs, or maybe that this is exactly that we point out in Sukkah, as Aryeh pointed out, in Sukkah, there's an Easter to sleep outside of the Sukkah, that's why you have to wake him up. The Seder.
How could he go in? I thought the Gemara says he needs both. Right?
He has different gears than the Gemara. In other words, even reading something where you realize that with the Aleph and the Ayin, there's room for different girsos. He had a different girsos. That's what's pointed out over there by the Mefarshim on the Rambam. Okay. Just two more things if you have Koach. One is that we saw that on the first night of Sukkot, there is no Ptur. On the first night of Sukkot, there's a Machokis Rishonim if there's a Ptur of Mitztayer. Right? That we saw the Tesvav. Exactly what is the din of Tesvav? Is this a separate mitzvah like Matzah, and there'd be no Ptur of Mitztayer? Or is this an expansion of Teshvu Kein Taduru, and there is a din of Mitztayer? So, if it was raining, okay, so what is the halacha then the first night if it's raining? So you go out in the sukkah, in the rain, and you make a motzi, you make kiddush in the house, you go out to the sukkah, you make a motzi, you don't make a bracha leshe basukka, yida kizayis, and then you go back into the house and finish the meal. Correct? And it keeps raining. So you go to sleep. And what happens if you wake up in the middle of the night and it is no longer raining? You wake up in the middle of the night and it's no longer raining. So there is a Mishnah Berurah that talks about this in Siman Taf Reish Lamed Tes towards the end. That we're coming to that story, but before we see the story, just need to know there is a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah paskins im kvar shachav ein tzorech lako min hamita. Why? The imitztayer chayav hare kvar yotza ba'achilasa. The imitztayer patur ein tzorech lako min hamita. Okay, so I sent you to both the Hare Kedem and the Rishimos that Maisa Haya by the Rav Soloveitchik, that his father's sukkah in Europe. This was the Maisa Shahaya, and his father woke up the Rav to go out to the sukkah in the middle of the night because the rain stopped. And the Rav came up with the Mishnah Berurah Svara. The Man of Shachai should be Pater. I don't know if the Rav saw the Mishnah Berurah or didn't see the Mishnah Berurah because he was a little kid, but he said, the Man of Shach, if Mitztayer is Chayav, we were out in the sukkah and we ate already a Kazayas. And so I was ready Yotze sukkah. And if Mitztayer is Pater, why in the world should you wake me up while I'm sleeping in the middle of the night? So Rav Moshe, there are two different traditions, one in the Rishimos and one in the Hare Kedem. The one in the Hare Kedem is Rav Moshe answered, there's no machlokas. Everyone agrees that Mitztayer is Chayav on the first night. However, maybe when it's raining, forget about the Ptur of Mitztayer. Maybe when it's raining, there's no shame sukkah on the sukkah. And therefore, the bread that we ate in the sukkah was not considered to be an achila. And therefore, we're mechuyev now to go out to eat. Namely, again, using the two issues of Mitztayer. Mitztayer as a Ptur, and Mitztayer as being mafkia, the shame sukkah. That it's not considered to be a sukkah. That a sukkah, which is raining, is not considered to be a sukkah. So Rav Moshe pointed out that it's not so clear of a manoshach. The fact that we ate in the sukkah doesn't mean that if Mitztayer is chayav, we were already yotze. We were only yotze on the side of the equation that maybe it was simply a pitur of Mitztayer, but maybe Mitztayer is mafkia the shem sukkah altogether. And so we haven't yet been in the sukkah. And it's the first night, and we have a din of tesvav. We should go out to sleep in the sukkah. Okay, so that was brought in the Maisa of Brisk. So what
but
we have?
You're going to sleep or to eat in the sukkah?
What?
So you're going back out to sleep in the sukkah or to eat in the sukkah?
They were going back out to eat in the sukkah. To eat in the sukkah. Okay. What we have left is the Iboy Lahu Mishafach Lami. So hopefully you saw that there's a Machlokes Rashi and the Ritva into how to understand the two deos with a nafkamina between them. Right? In other words, that according to Rashi, on the side that the Adon is Shofech on the Eved. So everything is very much understood. The Eved is us, and the Shvicha is the rain. And the Adon is Shofech, the rain on us, because he is upset with us, that he doesn't want our mitzvah. There is a famous Gra that understands why does the Mishnah use the language of Eved Shebal Limzog Kos L'Rabo, that they used to add water to the Kos in order to make it drinkable. That Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur were Midas Hadin, Sukkot is Midas Harachamim, and Sukkah were mosaic water into Midas Hadin to make it Midas Harachamim. And the Adon says, I don't want your water to be mosaic the din. I'm going to pour the water in your face. You know, if you deserve din. That's the frightening way of the Adon to the Eved. If it's the Eved to the Adon, that we are the Shofech, what exactly over here is the Shvicha? So Rashi says, our sitting in the sukkah is pouring water al penei ha'adon. In other words, that this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us, he's not happy with us, he doesn't want us to be kind of this mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah, and therefore he brings the Geshem, because we insulted him by sitting in a sukkah against his will. We weren't happy, he's not happy with our kimei mitzvahs. That's difficult to understand, that our sitting in the sukkah should be a shvichus mayim from the Eved to the Adon. But the Ritva has another understanding, that the Adon is bringing Geshem to see what is our reaction. And if our reaction is leaving in anger, then that is the Shvicha of the Eved on the Adon. Our leaving the sukkah in anger would be the Shvicha. So if we're dealing with the Adon being, you know, according to the Ritva, if the Adon is being Shofech on the Eved, then we would leave immediately b'achna. If we are, in other words, if it's that we are being Shofech on the Adon, then what we should leave very, very slowly, that we don't want necessarily to leave the sukkah. Yeah. Okay. This Seder. And the rest of the sugi over here, in terms of the Ma'oros, is very interesting Gemara. But I have nothing to add to the sugya itself. Okay, so Blin Neder on Yom Rishon, I'll give you Mayer Makamos for the third parak, and we'll begin the third parak.